Hello, and welcome to Talking the Talks, a podcast where we spend 5 minutes learning all about the fascinating toxicants in our modern world. Today, Kara is here to talk about fluoride. How's it going, Kara?
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me. It's going well.
Fluoride. So the stuff in toothpaste, right?
Mm-hmm, that's the stuff.
Yeah. What drew you to fluoride?
So I actually had a job that I was working where I was selling water purification systems. And as I was testing water for my friends and family, some of them were telling me that it was silly that it was taking the fluoride out of the water. And they told me, no, you need fluoride. And I've been on the fence about it ever since. I never really knew. So I decided to really dig into it and see the ins and outs of fluoride.
So what did we learn about fluoride?
Well, from my perspective, it's something that can be good, but can definitely be super dangerous. And you just really have to watch those levels that you get as an intake in your daily life.
Okay, so then why would our intake fluctuate? Like, where are we getting all this fluoride from?
So it is naturally a little bit in your water, but they actually add it to water nowadays because there are some benefits to your teeth especially, and mainly, as you know, it's in a lot of dental products. And because of this, that's originally why they started adding it to your drinking water, is for those benefits at a certain level.
Right.
But it's also in some foods. It's in your toothpaste and all your dental products. And because of all these little additions, you can be getting a lot more fluoride than just what's in your drinking water. And even if you're somebody who drinks a lot of water, you could be taking in too much fluoride based on the concentrations that have been added to your water.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So the cumulative effects between all these different sources make it kind of put us more into the danger zone.
Exactly.
What was interpreted just from drinking water.
Exactly. And even in the hotter areas, even of the United States, they'll add less fluoride to the water, trying to accommodate for the fact that there's more, it's a higher temperature and you're drinking more water because you're too warm.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that makes sense. So then if we do take too much fluoride, what's the concern?
You risk the chances of dental fluorosis, which is basically what they call dental caries or cavities, tooth decay. And actually, if you have too much of it, it can create that, as well as skeletal fluorosis, which is when you get issues with your entire skeleton.
Yeah, no, that sounds horrific. Yeah, I mean, just anything skeletal always makes me think of just like growths out of your bones.
It's pretty close. It's calcifications and it's arthritis type symptoms. It can become really bad, really debilitating.
Right. So it's a something that historically was fine, if I understand. You know, at one point it probably did some good.
Mm-hmm.
But now with all the different sources, you know, you risk going on the other end of the spectrum, having too much of it. And that's going to run you into these dental and skeletal issues.
Yeah, you could push it right over the edge and not even know because you don't even know how much is in your water.
Right. So then is fluoride testing in water a thing?
Not necessarily, because before water gets to your house, other than well water, if you're on a well system,
right,
it is quite filtered out. So usually you would lose some of it. Maybe not all of it, but you would lose some of the fluoride. And it's really just their best guess. Like they add, obviously they calculate and they add how much they think it is. But when it comes to your food and other products, how much is going in isn't really determined.
Right.
They're not really testing your food to see how much fluoride you're ingesting.
I've never seen a fluoride 7% on like the nutritional facts of a box of cereal.
Right. And that's just it. You might know how much is in your water, but you don't know how much is in your food. You don't know how much you're intaking. Even when you brush your teeth,
right,
you don't know how much you're absorbing.
Right.
What if you swallow a bunch of toothpaste? Well, then you're having a bunch more than...
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's really interesting. So given all that, if our listener here had just, you know, learned all this, what is the one thing you hope they remember? What's the one thing they hope that they take away from all of this?
I think it's important to know how much fluoride you could be ingesting. You can go and find out how much is in your water. Like we said, you can't find out how much is in your food, but it's important to take note of it and really be aware of how much fluoride you're ingesting, because it's just government regulated, and you just don't know. You don't know exactly how much is going in through all of these sources and how much is being taken into your body.
Unless you're ready to do a very, very in-depth mass balance approach for your whole life. Yeah.
Every time you ingest something.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Kara, for stopping by the pod here and telling us all about fluoride. Definitely a lot to think about. And be sure to tune in to our next episode where we'll talk about another toxicant. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me. Talking the talk of the toss. I just went through a security clearance. I have to go get fingerprinted. I have to go through health checks.
Before... to make sure you're not a Russian spy.
I guess.